Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is going on? It's Mark Owens. Thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you're having, I don't want to say a great week. I hope you're recovering. Georgia's loss in the national championship to Alabama. Look, first and foremost, let me get out there. If you're one of those that subscribe to the conspiracy theory that the refs had it in for Alabama, or they had it in for Georgia, they were pulling for Alabama. You know, they had that one picture's going viral, one of the refs meeting with Alabama, and then he's in the national championship. Stop with that. I think the refs made some obvious mistakes, but I've never been one to, unless you're Tim Donaghy from the old NBA days, and that was tracked back. That was fairly obvious. I don't think that these refs were rooting for Alabama. I think there were some obvious missed calls and some mistakes made. But you know what? Georgia, don't give up an interception right when you get it back. Don't try the same play calling, drop back, hand it off to Chubb, and let him run into traffic. You know, don't try the wild dog twice in the same possession. I mean, there's a million different reasons Georgia could have and should have won that game, but don't blame the refs on that one. But it's painful, man. But look, man, this was a great season. You got to hang your head high if you're a Georgia fan, because ask me my expectations going into the season. I just wanted to win the East. Everything there is just icing. You win the East, you win the SEC, you win the Rose Bowl, you make Kirby Smart second. All right, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me recap the day of the national championship. It was a great weekend. Atlanta did a good job. I never was able to find tickets to the game, which, looking back, yeah, hindsight, man, that's fantastic. I didn't want to pull the trigger on $3,000 tickets and go watch Georgia get beat. But I would have loved to have been there. So Sunday afternoon, went with the family down to the national championship. They called it Fanfare or FanFest, whatever the hell they called it. Or Fan Central. I'll be honest, I thought SEC Championship Fan Fest was a lot better, for the sole purpose that all this is just an opportunity for sponsors to put their booths out, kick the ball through the net, sign up to get emails and get a free rally towel. You know, give them your information, they'll give you a Tervis tumbler. I mean, it's just a big sponsored event. It's not so much Fan Fest as it is pay money to come be part of the sponsorship. And SEC Championship did it right, where I think there was more to do. There was more. The Regions Bank, spin the wheel and get a pair of glasses. Pilot Travel Centers, play a game of cornhole and you can get you a free cup of chili or whatever they were giving away. There was more of those available at the SEC Championship. I felt like at the National Championship, it was just one big commercial. And we took Caroline, our four-year-old daughter, took her out there, and we had fun. It was very crowded. Waited in line for about 30 minutes to do the little Chick-fil-A run that, lasted all of 15 seconds. Waited in line for about 20 minutes to kick the ball through the All-State goalpost. I mean, we got like a little squishy football or something. Walked around the Fanatics store. By the way, you talk about overpriced. I found a Georgia jacket that I friggin' loved. Of course, it was Nike, so you knew it was going to be expensive. And I think it was the same track jacket they wore on media days. $250 for that crap. No thank you. But it was fun. It was fun to be part of the experience. The excitement and the energy and the frantic nature of downtown, and they call it the campus between Centennial Park and the Congress Center and the Mercedes-Benz Stadium and Phillips Arena. It was just fun. Late Sunday night, I got invited to go to the Dos Equis Most Interesting Fan in College Football party, and that was a late party, but Rob Riggle was there, and they anointed some kid from LSU the Most Interesting Fan in College Football. That was neat. Then Monday morning, up early, back downtown, we did our live broadcast from Stats. I'll tell you, by 11 o'clock, there was a line out the door. By 12:30, there was a line around the building to get in. So then after the game, met up with some buddies, and we just walked around and tailgating, and it was cold. It was cold all weekend. I forgot to mention, on Sunday night down at the park, they had Chainsmokers playing one of those free concerts. Really good crowd, despite it being about 18 degrees. But I felt bad for all the vendors, because that vendor set up all along the perimeter of Centennial Park, and nobody was buying any cold beer. There's a shock. But and then again, go back to Monday. Walked around. It was cold, but it was fun. There was a lot of excitement in there. I mean, it was 3-1 dogs to Alabama fans. And then at about 5 o'clock, the rain started, and it was a cold rain. I mean, it was just a freezing cold rain. I guess it was about 6:30 where I gave up my hunt for tickets, because even at 6:30, you know, less than 2 hours from kickoff on StubHub, on Vivid, on SeatGeek, they were still hovering around $1,500 plus the bullcrap fees. Excuse me. So I gave up my hunt, which is actually for the best, and I'm still fighting it. You can probably tell I picked up a massive head cold over the weekend just from playing downtown and it being so cold and rainy. So I went back home on Sunday night, and my championship drink was hot tea and whiskey. Watched the game, and you know, I'm not going to give you the stats and the box scores from the game. You know what happened. I did ask on Twitter the day before the game, those without tickets, if they were still looking. 72% said just too expensive, and they gave up looking. 16% said they were looking, but the hope was fading. 12% were still on the hunt. So they really did outprice, as expected, outpriced everybody on this game. Now, regarding the game itself, look, stop comparing this to the Falcons' like collapse. 20-7 is not a huge deficit to overcome. Alabama did what they should have done. Alabama is a, say what you will, they are a dynasty team, and Saban will go down as the greatest football coach of all time. There's no way around it. So if it was 35-7 and they came back, then you could maybe have that argument. But people saying, "Oh, you called 20-7." No, that's two scores. Again, my biggest problem was just that over drop back, hand it off Chubb, running into traffic. It felt like we lost our aggression in the second half. With Tua coming in, the energy changed completely. But, you know, credit to the Dogs. We did something we never thought was possible. Haven't been there in over 35 years. It was a successful season. We didn't achieve every single goal. But, again, Kirby's second year. During the game, actually, another reason it's good I didn't get inside, because despite feeling like crap, I paced the house, walked around circles. My wife went and hid in the back bedroom. She said, "I'm not taking my phone. I'm not turning the TV on. I'm just going to sit in the bed. Just tell me what happens." I paced. I did laundry. I did the dishes. I went through mail. I did everything but focus on the game because I was so nervous. Asking a lot of people, the president was there, and that caused to a lot of the drama getting in and out of the game. I asked people, if you were in attendance, you know, when President Trump came out, what was the reaction from the crowd? You see on social media, it really depends on your political leanings. If you're a fan of the president, you're going to say he got cheered. If you hate the guy, you're going to say he got booed. But I asked people to be honest. If you were there, try to put your leaning aside, and how was he received? 59% of the vote said he got mostly cheers. 30% said it was 50-50, and 11% of the people said he got boos. Ratings came in, 16.8 rating, close to 30 million watched. Biggest market was Birmingham, followed by Atlanta. It was, the second biggest broadcast for ESPN. So all the pundits, Tim Brando was all over it. Danny Cannell said, "Oh, nobody's going to watch this game. Nobody cares. SEC versus SEC. Oh, who cares about that?" I will say up in the Northeast, like Providence, Rhode Island, and New York and Boston, some of the lowest rated markets, which you're going to expect anyway. Those are NFL towns. But in your opinion, how did the city do? Atlanta, I think, did pretty well. There was a ton of security as we were walking around the Fan Fest. I mean, you could see the, I don't want to say snipers. I mean, these guys were in the full gear with the ARs on their chest, just standing on top of buildings, just looking over the crowd. There was like a 2-hour wait to get inside. You can blame Mercedes-Benz. You can blame the president, but 2 hours to get in, that's unacceptable. There were a handful of arrests made during the game, 3 arrests for fighting, 5 for trying to get in with fake credentials. No reports of post-game drunks getting popped for DUIs. Let's go ahead and look forward. Way too early to look forward. Early Vegas odds have the Dogs at a third best chance of winning the 2019 National Championship or 2018 National Championship. Bama and Clemson are the two favorites. By comparison, Georgia Tech, where are they at? About 35th on the list. Hey, look, glass half full, Dog fans. Glass half full about this season. Georgia gear will be cheaper now. Had we won, they're going to jack up the prices for the next 6 months. Right, so now Dick's Academy Sports and Outdoors, you're going to find the sporting goods stores. They're going to drop the prices to get rid of the 2017 gear and start bringing in the new gear. Glass half full, Dog Nation traveled like no other. And now other teams are really going to take notice. Look how we took over South Bend. Look how we took over Pasadena. Look, it was 70-30 at the national championship. You're going to see teams like Oregon, Texas, Wisconsin, Penn State. They're now going to start maybe scheduling a home-and-home with Georgia. And people talking about how we're losing so many people. No, we're losing 31 seniors, but half of them didn't play. Next year, we still got Fromm, and we're going to have Justin Fields. There's a battle. We got Swift. We got Harry, and we got Holyfield, Godwin, Ridley, Hardman, Isaac Nada. They're all coming back. So stop with this whole, "Well, next season is going to be down year because we're losing 31 seniors." No, 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 stop. Stop, stop, stop. Here's another thing to think about, glass half full. We had an extra month of football. An extra month. We had 3 more games. Think about Georgia Tech across the street. They were done right after Thanksgiving. And they had nothing else to do but root against Georgia. We had an extra month of cheer on and get excited and get nervous about college football. Finally, we teed up between the hedges in 233 days. Catchers and pitchers, they were reporting 33 days and just a couple days till the Falcons face the Eagles. One more for you. I did ask on my Twitter account, @Marco6262, How long will it take you to recover mentally from Monday's national championship? Right now, winning with 44%, the G-Day game in April, which is being reported that it's going to happen like late April, April 21st, which selfishly I don't like because I got a Braves game that day. I want to be there. 31% said, no, I'm good now. Give me a couple days to recover. I'm good. 18% said they need at least a week to recover from that game. And 7% said, you know what? I should be good by this weekend. All right, that's it, man. Quick one. Next week, I'm going to do a full recap of the entire season. Thank you so much for checking this out. Do not hang your head down. It was a great season for the Bulldogs. Thanks for listening to the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. Also follow at CFB929, at CFB929. I hope you have a good week, man. Dogs, don't be sad. It was a great season. We'll see you next week.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!